if you're a farmer and you've got your seeds that you plant, if you think of the pre-tax account, basically you're getting a tax break on that seed only, yep. right? But when the crop comes up and you have this wonderful bounty, then you're paying tax on the whole thing, right?
Right.
And so when you look at it that way, you're like, I don't know if I love that.
So would you rather pay tax on the seed or the harvest?
Yeah.
And so it's not always to say everybody should only do Roth. We're not getting at that. But it's just it's a good way to think about it and to remember.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, glad to have you back on the Retirement Cafe podcast. I am Ben George, joined as always by Dan Reese and Brent Oliver of Avery Wealth. They're certified financial planners. We do our best every episode to educate you and inform you on a number of different financial planning, retirement planning topics. And today we've got a good one because, you know, the most common way that everyone saves, you know, most families are using that 401k retirement plan to save for retirement. So we want to talk about the dangers of it. I mean, it's obviously a very good tool and many people get a lot out of it, but we want to just make you aware of some dangers that could be maybe in place by only sticking to that 401k and not using some other investment ideas. So we welcome in Dan and Brent to the show. Guys, how are we?
Doing great.
Yeah, things are going really well. Excited about this topic. I think it's a great topic.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's the first thing everybody does typically when they, hopefully when they start their working career, they open up that 401k and, you know, whatever the company offers them, 403b, whatever it is, but, you know, they open up that retirement plan and just start putting money in there. And I guess many times, because you're so young, I mean, it was just my experience, I know it was this way, is you don't really know what you're investing in. You're just, hey, put your money in the 401k and eventually you'll be ready for retirement.
Yeah, yeah. Dad said.
Yeah. let me tell you, that doesn't stop when you're young. A lot of times people have no clue what their investments are in these things. I know it's off topic, but it's just, it is unbelievable to think, you know, it's just like set it and forget it, right? And we see that so often.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, you just kind of trust that your company is kind of looking out for you, right? I mean, and they're not even positioning themselves that way necessarily. You just think that, hey, I'll put my money in there and it's going to get us gain interest and it's going to grow. And yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't even realize they actually have to invest in something once they put the money in. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Sometimes it just sits there as cash. So
yeah,
we want to just make sure people are aware of the dangers here. And I think the place to start for these retirement savings accounts is looking at taxes. I think that's the big discussion, right? I mean, there's a couple different ways you can be taxed on this.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start because, you know, it used to be traditionally when 401ks were created, there was pretty much one option and it was pre-tax. And you still see that across most every plan. And all that means, just to make it really simple, is that you don't pay taxes today. Now, keep in mind, federal and state and local taxes on the money you're putting in, you still pay your Social Security FICA type taxes. But outside of that, the other taxes don't apply to money you put in today, but then when you pull it out in the future in retirement, you're taxed on the full amount you pull out, right? Easiest way to think of it, Brent?
Yeah, that is the way. And so like an example would be, I'm going to use really basic numbers, but if you made $100,000 and let's say you had contributed $10,000, then it would reduce your tax by that $10,000. So it'd basically be like you had earned 90 instead, right?
As
a
really simple way. Yeah. And I think the key to that is that for a lot of people, I think the whole premise behind it is I can invest the whole amount, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to flip that and you said, hey, I'm going to not use my 401k in a pre-tax environment, I'm just going to invest that money after I get it into my bank account. Well, then you would theoretically have less money to invest because they would have taken the taxes out of it, right?
And the other thing is, what do we always think about? I mean, if you go to your accountant, they're trying to have you pay the least amount of taxes when? Right now, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily geared towards reducing your taxes over your lifetime. It's more reducing your taxes in this particular year because no one wants to write that check.
Right. Even though it may be a good thing for you to do that year. So the second type is really Roth accounts, which there are more and more 401k plans that are offering Roth accounts. And if not, you can always do one on your own outside of work. But the whole idea is it's kind of a little bit of the opposite. So you're using that take-home money, you've already paid taxes on it, and when you put it into that account, now it grows tax-free forever, which is kind of like blows people away, right? Yeah. As long as you fulfill certain requirements. But generally, think of it for retirement. If you leave it there for more than 5 years for retirement, 59 and a half, it's tax-free.
Right. And so Dan always talks about, I love it, and I use this all the time myself, is think about it like this. So if you're a farmer, what, Dan? And go do this, because I love it when you,
well,
when you tell
people.
I always think of it this way.
So like if you're a farmer and you've got your seeds that you plant, if you think of the pre-tax account, basically you're getting a tax break on that seed only, right? But when the crop comes up and you have this wonderful bounty, then you're paying tax on the whole thing, right?
Right.
And so when you look at it that way, you're like, I don't know if I love that.
So would you rather pay tax on the seed or the harvest?
Yeah.
And so it's not always to say everybody should only do Roth. We're not getting at that. But it's just a good way to think about it and to remember what
the and the Roth,
is.
Yeah, you're pay, basically, you pay tax on the seed and you get the harvest tax-free.
Yep.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people don't fully understand it. So it doesn't get used as often as it should.
Yeah.
What? Why do you think that is? Is it just an educational thing? Because, I mean, it's weird to me that, you know, working with you guys and other financial advisors, I've kind of picked up on it. And I kind of knew about Roths beforehand. But, I mean, I've even talked to friends this year about Roths, and they really had no idea how it worked. I even had this conversation a week ago with my parents who were, you know, talking to my brother about he had some money that he was ready to invest, and they were wondering kind of, hey, how does the Roth work again? Is it really, you don't pay any taxes on the money as it grows? And I was just very surprised that I've talked to so many people that just really don't have any idea of how the Roth works and the advantages of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that goes a lot towards what's the easiest way to save and how most people do it. And it's been the 401k, right? That's the easiest way. And it's a great way to save. But a lot do not have Roth options. And so if you've been doing it for a while, they're probably not coming to you and saying, hey, we have a new great Roth option. It's probably just something that's been added along the way. You have no idea. And so you just aren't aware of it. And so I think that that's a lot of it why it is. You know, I can't think of another reason why people don't know about these, because they're great.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it goes back to most people just aren't that interested in finance.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah. So like they don't look at, you know, it's not like, oh, it's the weekend. What can I read about money? Like, it's just, like, you know.
No, that's how I spend my weekends.
But, you know, because of that, they just don't understand. Because you're right, Ben. People hear, like, how it works. And so often they're like, well, why wouldn't everybody do that? You know, that's the common response. And it's like, well, just what you said. A lot of people just don't understand it.
Yeah, well, education's a key, and that's what we're trying to do here. So let's continue the conversation about these 401ks and these retirement accounts. So, you know, we know everybody's different. So how does someone who's years or even really decades away from retirement, in some cases, make that decision? Do I go pre-tax or do I go Roth?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it is different for everyone. And there are a lot of factors that come in. But if we want to really simplify it, our belief, just a basic belief, is that taxes are probably going to rise in the future. You know, we have low tax rates right now, and we've got debt that's growing pretty steadily. So one of the things that we always look at is the long term, the total life cycle for a family. And so if you look at today, typically a lot of younger families have kids at home. Everybody complains about their taxes. It's kind of, you know, it's just nobody likes even the word taxes. But oftentimes they're paying pretty low taxes. So the general rule is if your tax rate's low today, you're much better off of using a Roth option and paying taxes on that money that you earn today. If your tax rate's really high today, then you have to do some real math and say, okay, well, we know my taxes are high today. That doesn't necessarily mean I wouldn't use a Roth. But what it does mean is that you got to do a little more math, right, to make sure, is it really going to be the most beneficial for you over your lifetime?
Yeah, and if you're a great saver, probably anyways, if tax rates are going to go up, most people could benefit by having a Roth. And we're going to talk more about why it's important to. There's nothing that says pre-tax is bad anyways. We just want to make sure that we're creating options for you in retirement. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But we know that, I mean, the current tax rates are going to sunset in 2025, right? And so are they likely to probably go up? I would think so. I mean, if they were historically low, I mean, it'd be great if they stayed here where they are now. But chances are, over our lifetime, these things are going to go up.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. And I think what Brent mentioned earlier about a lot of times people get really caught up in this year.
Yeah.
Like, how do I reduce my taxes this year? Not understanding that this year is super important. but so are the rest of the years.
Yeah.
And you really have to know, back to what we said earlier, we maybe even said on prior podcasts, every decision you make financially has effects, right? And so what we want to know is, we want to weigh out the positive and negative effects of that decision to see what's going to help you individually long term. Because the one thing that we all know is that even though it might be great for my neighbor, it might be terrible for me, you know, and, right. and it might be great for you, but you got to look at yourself individually.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. I mean, there's a lot to consider there too, both sides of it. There's benefits to both, obviously, but when you look at somebody that is deciding to make that decision on pre-tax and, you know, just and over the course of their lifetime, whether or not they had the thought to go through it and weigh which avenue's best, let's just say they went the pre-tax because that's just the most common way to invest. What are some of the problems that can pop up in retirement if that's all you have are those pre-tax savings?
Well, one of the things is that it really makes it difficult to control your tax rate, right? So if you need a certain amount of money and you're taking that all out of something that's going to create income tax, you have no alternatives, right? So we always like to think of things in terms of buckets of money, right? So if you have a pre-tax bucket and a Roth bucket, you can actually control how much income you're getting, because remember, there's no income tax on a distribution from a Roth. So it gives you the ability to control that. And the reason that that's so important is, you know, we've run it. I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios, but one thing is it really can impact healthcare costs, right? So we had recently had a situation that somebody was taking a supplement, right? They had retired before Medicare kicked in at 65.
It's the healthcare exchange,
yep,
right?
So they were buying their insurance on the healthcare exchange and getting a supplement, subsidy for their health insurance. And you can only have a certain amount of income if that happens. So if you only have one bucket, right, you run the risk of running that up. Well, they had part-time jobs and they had different forms of income and distributions from their IRA and things like that. Well, they exceeded that amount that they could take out. This actually ended up erasing their subsidy and cost this family $15,000. Now, their income wasn't very high. It was only around $68,000, right? But when it goes over, they went over by $300 and it cost them $15,000. So that's wow. That's a big hit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's those $1 penalties or yes. dollar over penalties. And there's lots of things in retirement that can happen with Medicare premiums. There's all different things where your Medicare premiums can jump substantially if you have too much income. You can jump into other tax brackets. There's all these like kind of problems that jump up that you'd never even yeah. think about. You'd never think about it. You're like, I've got plenty of money in my 401k or my IRA. I got nothing to worry about. Although, yeah. like even Social Security planning, like a lot of folks don't really understand that the money coming out of that can really affect how much of their Social Security is taxed.
Yeah, the more income you have, right? If you only have Social Security income, there's no tax,
right?
Right. But the more other income that you add to that, the more of your Social Security income becomes taxable. So and obviously a Roth distribution wouldn't change that.
Right, right. So that flexibility, we just call it income flexibility, like, where do you pull that? Like Brent was saying, what bucket do you pull it from? And part of the puzzle in retirement is building out income streams that avoid these phantom, I shouldn't call them phantom, they're real, but these kind of hidden traps that can jump up and get you. And so, you know, it's so important to have flexibility. And that's kind of the point of this podcast today is that if you're just saving in pre-tax buckets of money, you can have some challenges that you never, ever dreamt of, you know, when you get into retirement. Right. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Yeah. And we talk about this all the time. I mean, how many people really think when I retire, I'm going to have a tax problem? Like seriously, right. no one yeah. thinks that, right? Well, Dan, have we ever seen people with tax problems in retirement? I mean, great savers a lot of times have
the
tax
biggest tax
issues.
Problems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That I was just looking at that chart, the Medicare example. So that's a whole nother topic, but basically you pay for Medicare Part B. Everybody does, yep. right? A is basically free as long as you qualify. So typically B is, what is it, around $144 a month yep. right now for your Part B. So that's for each person once you're on Medicare 65 and up. But what's crazy is depending on how big your income, at a certain level, that can go from $144 up to $491 a month. And that's per person. So yeah. if you're married, double that.
Right. I mean, that's it's huge. I mean, it's thousands of dollars on your household.
Yeah, right? and that's not considered, quote, a tax, right? No. But it really is.
Right.
Because you just didn't have the flexibility to create income different ways.
I mean, yeah, I guess a lot of people don't really think about tax kind of planning. That just never really comes into your mind. I mean, nobody's talking to you about it up front when you invest in these things, and unless you work with somebody like you guys that are making you aware of it and working, you know, building strategies around that. Because, you know, you talked about having the different buckets of money, but I guess the other thing is it's not about necessarily trying to save as much money in taxes this year, right? It's about what are you doing over the course of your lifetime to really minimize those taxes?
Yeah, and I think that's what's hard. And go back to our term scenario planning. You know, today, and we're very, I mean, to be honest, we're so fortunate with so many things, but one of the things we're really fortunate about around money is some of the software tools that are available today that were never available before.
Sure.
And you're able to really map these things out. Now, keep in mind, we only know so many things. We don't know what returns are going to be exactly. We don't know what tax rates are going to do exactly. We can make some educated, choices or decisions on that. But, you know, the reality is that if you can look at different futures based on different activities that you do today, you're way better off. I mean, without any question. We kind of missed it, but the one thing that people are running into, required minimum distributions. Yeah. Like if all your money's in pre-tax accounts, all of a sudden they're forcing you. This is where it really gets ugly, that with the Medicare thing. Now you don't even have a choice. It's 72 now is the age. And let's say you've done really well saving and you've got to take out $200,000 forcefully out of those accounts.
Yep, there's $200,000 of extra income. Maybe that's added. Well, it's certainly added probably to a couple of Social Securities, maybe a pension, right? And so now you have all this extra income. Maybe you don't even live that lifestyle, right, where you need that money. But guess what? You're going to pay tax on it.
I would tell you, Ben, that almost every one of our clients that have been good savers, when we run their long-term projections, their forced income is way above what their needs are, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Way above.
I mean, so, if you've been a really good saver,
yeah. So
most
means,
of the time, that required minimum distribution is, like Dan said, far exceeds what you need on an annual basis.
Yep. So now you've got all this income that you're paying taxes on and maybe other penalties, and you don't even want it.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Lots to think about over the course of your life when you're... It's not just about putting money in the 401k. There's a lot of things to consider as you guys have run through and it made it pretty clear. I mean, taxes are a big part of this discussion. I mean, a lot of people aren't thinking about it, but you need to. You have to think about that over the course of your life, how it's going to affect you in your retirement. So let's wrap it up. Let's kind of give us a recap here of the dangers of saving only these pre-tax accounts.
Yeah, I think the first thing important is just to understand the different options. There are more options than just pre-tax. And really looking to see what is a good fit for you and your family. That's number one. What do we got next, Brent?
Well, I think we need to realize that we do have historically low tax rates right now, right? And government debt, we see it all the time on TV. That continues to go up. And so we're going to have to pay that back somehow. And how is that going to happen? It's probably going to happen through increased tax rates.
Yep, yep.
And so we need to be aware of the fact that we're probably paying less tax right now than we ever will again through the rest of our lifetime. And that's not a guarantee, but I think it's a pretty good assumption to make.
Yep. And I think another really big point we touched on is most people between retirement, if they retire before 65 and 65, are going to have to buy healthcare. And the amount they pay for that healthcare is very closely tied to what their income is, their taxable income. So always remember that if your only choice is pulling it out of that pre-tax bucket, that could mean that you're paying a lot more for health insurance than what you could otherwise.
And we know required minimum distributions are a big deal, right, for good savers. And so if you're only saving to that pre-tax bucket, then your required minimum distributions...
Easy
tough.
For you to
yeah.
say.
I'm going to just say RMDs.
There you go.
That's easier. those are going to be higher, right? And it's going to be forced income, and it's going to probably create some tax issues.
Yep. And just to wrap up, the real solution is thinking through the best long-term savings plan for you and your family that's going to benefit you not only today, but in the long run and give you significant options. That's the word of the day, I think, options, right? Because that's what we all need with an unknown future, unknown tax codes, unknown lots of things, healthcare costs, all that. We need to put as many options in play for once we get to that time where we retire.
And the last thing I'll add is, you know, share this podcast with somebody that you think could use it, because I think that's the other part, is just educating people on what options are out there. I mean, there are options available. It's not just put in the 401k and retire. There are options to think about. And, you know, there's a lot of great information on this show today, so I encourage you to share it with somebody, friend or family member that you think could get some value out of learning the difference. Maybe somebody that's early in their career, that's starting to save money. This could be very helpful for them over the course of their lifetime and pay big, big dividends later in life. So Dan and Brent, thanks for the time today. And I encourage anybody that wants to talk to you guys more about this and how to save and whether they should go pre-tax or Roth, visit you online at averywealth.com. Give you a call. What does that process look like when they do call you and want to set up a meeting for the first time?
Yeah, first of all, we are available. And, you know, the point of doing this is to get you thinking about things. Brent and I are available to answer questions and give you direction on this stuff. It's pretty easy. Honestly, you on our website, there's a button you can click on to like schedule a 15-minute call with one of us. That's usually the best way to start. We can, number one, get your immediate questions answered, but also just kind of figure out what needs you have and if it would be appropriate to come in for a discovery meeting. And discovery meetings are pretty laid back. We sit down for about an hour, hour and a half, and just really talk about a lot of this stuff, but really talk more about what's truly important to you. What are you trying to accomplish? You know, what are your driving values and goals that are going to create a good, happy future for you, right?
Yep.
Well, thank you both for your time today and clearing up the differences here. And hopefully we've made some people aware of this. It's a big, big discussion and a big focus on your retirement and your financial future. So thank you both for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Ben.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.